Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Good morning to you. Welcome in. It is, what, the second day of December? Can you believe it? And after a nice long five-day weekend, I'm happy to be back. Kim, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. The commute in this morning was a little bit better than the one home yesterday.
I have so many things to be thankful for. Can I just tell you that? Just getting back to the fact that we just finished the Thanksgiving holiday and the long weekend. And one of the things that I'm most thankful about this morning is that I am in a nice warm studio and not stuck on the side of the road like these Channel 4 and Channel 2 and Channel 5 reporters telling you how bad your morning commute is going to suck, because it is. Can I just tell you, your morning commute is going to suck. I got to tell you, and Kim, you tell me your experience. Ethan, I want to hear your experience. And we will open up the text line because we want to hear your experience this morning, too, at 314-241-9797. You just text us your thoughts on this. I drove from St. Charles County downtown this morning, all along the 6440 corridor. I didn't see a highway truck, period, in that entire 40-minute drive. I never saw a highway truck. What I did see is a single lane of traffic open. What time did this hit yesterday? How much warning did they have? How much warning did they need? St. Louis County highways suck this morning with a capital S. And the minute I hit the city limits, three clear lanes. How can that be? Well, the city doesn't have as many roads to cover. Nonsense. Have we cut the budget at St. Louis County Highway Department? Because it used to not be that way. I would get stuck behind snow plows and salt trucks every single morning on a day like this. There was nobody out this morning. None. I didn't even see them on the side roads that I could see. So I'm just telling you, that's my experience. I posted up the pictures of St. Louis County Highway 6440 in the Chesterfield Valley, one lane clear, everything else snow-packed. And then when I got in the city limits, it's three lanes, clear as could be.
Mm-hmm.
How can that be?
I saw plows as I was heading into work this morning, one in the St. Charles area, and then the others, I want to say, were not too far from Brentwood, if I'm remembering correctly. So they seem to be out there. But
I
would back you up when you say that when you're driving this morning, good luck seeing the lanes. That's going to cause a problem in and of itself, is that the snow is so packed down because MoDOT nor IDOT pre-treated the roads. So that's an issue. And it's still slick out there. There's still cars that are off the side of the road. And clearly have been since yesterday. By the way, someone's saying, Mark, welcome back. 2.5 hours to go 15 miles yesterday.
I heard that from numerous people, including, I think, Nick Schroer, the state senator, had put something out about that on Facebook.
Oh, he said it took him what should have been 20 minutes to go from the St. Peter's area to Defiance took him 5 hours. And it took
That's shocking.
That's ridiculous. And it took me, I was in Brentwood, and it took me 2.5 hours to get to St. Charles.
It took my daughter over 2 hours to get home from school yesterday. And here's the thing about it, and I didn't have it any easier, not much anyway. I was in Branson this weekend, and I had to drive back yesterday. Well, it started sleeting and snowing in Branson before we left it. We left there at 10:30 in the morning. I got home last night at 4:30. What should have been a 3.5 hour trip took 5.5 hours, and it would have taken longer than that, except Waze recommended we take Highway 47 off of 44, and I was leery about that because it's a two-lane road. I took 47 up through Washington and then 94 up to St. Charles County to avoid 40 and 64 in the highways.
Here's the problem, though, with these apps. I wasn't using Waze. I was just using the map app that comes with your iPhone.
Right.
But it kept rerouting me to all these side streets. I assumed because the interstate was shut down.
I'm
listening to it. My phone's dying. And yes, I know all of you are shouting, well, why don't you have a car charger? Okay, it doesn't work anymore. All right. I'm planning to get one soon. But that was a huge mistake because my phone's dying. I'm going down all these weird, hilly side streets. None of them have been touched. Cars are getting stuck and fishtailing. And I slid past trying to make a turn. I mean, it was just a complete mess. And it was to the point where I didn't even know where I was anymore. So I'm thinking, if my phone dies, I'm out of luck because I don't even know how to get back to the highway at this point because I'd made so many turns. So that was my big mistake, was even though it may have taken me more time, I should have just stayed on the interstate.
I am anxious to hear from our city dwellers this morning. If you're going to text us, 314-241-9797. What are the city roads like? I saw that we're on a code blue. Remember, they decided they were going to put in different levels of protocols. They don't call it planning. They used to call it planning. Here's our plan if the snow hits. They don't call it planning anymore. They call it protocol. So the mayor has instituted a code 3 or code blue protocol, whatever that means.
They needed some new protocol after the disaster that happened last year when Tashara Jones was still mayor.
Yeah, I know, because look at this morning. I don't know
way better.
If it's any better.
Well, so the interstates are pretty good.
Interstates
in the city, like you said, when you're texting into us, let us know where you are coming from and where you live, because that I'd be curious to see if there's some areas that are better than others, like Mark and I have noticed.
Ethan, what'd you see on coming up 55?
Actually, I don't think the South got hit as hard. 55 wasn't all that bad. There was maybe about one real good lane that we could go down. I didn't see any plows at all. But I think it's worse down here in the city when I got down into the city streets, to be
really?
Honest. Yeah.
So, like off the interstate?
Yeah.
Well, but don't you think the on and off ramps were not great even
in
the city?
No, the ramps were everywhere were terrible.
Yeah. So someone writes, my knuckles are wider than the unplowed roads getting here to work.
Sure. I'm listening to the Odyssey app as I'm driving back from Branson yesterday, and I'm hearing Sue Thomas describe what a nightmare this commute is. And I'm like, now, wait a minute. They told us when the last one ended, we're going to get more weather on Monday. So they had at least a day and a half notice that this was coming. And they still were surprised.
But they think it was supposed to come in at 4 o'clock,
whatever.
Not
whatever.
11. That was their excuse.
I don't care.
I don't care either. They should have been out there.
If there's an emergency and I'm due at work, and I think I got to go in at 5, but the emergency happens at 11, I'm going in at 11.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand how they got caught with their pants down again. But my guess is there'll be some people asking those questions throughout the day, because I think your morning commute is going to suck. If you can work from home and delay your trip in this morning, you're going to be a lot better off.
Well, we did put a request into MoDOT to try to get some of the questions that all of you have and the questions we have to try to get some of those answered this morning. And I've not yet heard back, but hopefully someone from MoDOT will join us.
They've probably got their hands just a little bit full this morning, I am thinking that. All right, we got a great show for you today. We have Guns N' Roses tickets we're going to be giving away all week. I assume we gave some away yesterday. I assume we do, since I wasn't here. But John Lamping is going to be joining us at 6:35. Jonathan Savage with more on the meeting over Russia-Ukraine peace talks that's going on. We'll talk to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. Mark Walters in on 2A Tuesday. And Dan Buck, if he makes the call this morning, is going to be here at about 8:20. He's going to call us on the phone with his Buck segment, so stay tuned for that. We tried to get him last week, and he overslept. A little communication problem there, but we'll get him this week, I think so. All right, let's get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Initial order from Secretary Hegseth, everyone be killed, and did that come from President Trump?
I saw that quoted in a Washington Post story. I would reject that the Secretary of War ever said that. However, the president has made it quite clear that if narco-terrorists, again, are trafficking illegal drugs towards the United States, he has the authority to kill them.
It's a deadly profession. All of the hand-wringing this morning is all from weak-kneed lefties or weak-kneed righties. If the first bomb didn't destroy the boat, you hit it again. This is just common sense.
He was able to dehumanize people during the election, whether it was trans folk or whether it was the immigrant. He dehumanized. And if you study anything about the Nazis, that is where it all starts, is the dehumanization.
Here we go again. Operation Let Her Speak. Jasmine Crockett, St. Louis's own, at it again, bringing up the Nazi references, even though they'll tell you they never compare Donald Trump to the Nazis. Here she is again, no student of history. Clearly, she must have failed a lot of classes at MICDS.
I don't think there definitely wasn't a time during the Biden administration when the gas went below the price they came in. Of course, they came in during the pandemic when prices were very low because people weren't traveling as much. But it never really came down significantly enough for American car users.
No, that's the energy secretary saying, imagine where we'd be right now. Look at gas prices in California compared to the rest of the country. That's what a Kamala Harris presidency would have done to you, as opposed to the lower prices you saw this weekend when you were traveling.
Kurt Southard says on his way home from work Monday afternoon, he got caught in stop-and-go traffic. With the second wave of snow Monday night, Kurt says he is feeling uneasy about the morning commute.
Yeah, as well he should. Channel 4 last night had to play a clip from that with people already worried about what was going to happen this morning. We'll continue to get reports from Sue Thomas. Sue, I suspect we'll have her hands full. I was listening to her yesterday, and, I mean, it was just unbelievable what a mess we had out there. All right, we'll get to a quick break. Let's get to our national anthem on this Tuesday morning.
Sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. In fact, we got a message here on the Facebook page this morning, Kim, from Chuck, who says his cousin works on the snow crew for MoDOT and has been there for 20 years. He said no orders to plow roads the past 5 years because the guy calling the shots He said that he's glad he has the job because he still gets paid, but there's been a change in the approach to clearing the roads. Now, I remember when this happened last year, and of course, a lot of the focus then was on the city, but the county took its fair share of blame, too, because of what was clearly not a surprise snowstorm. And I remember the days when MoDOT was a crack team of folks that would get out there and they would get the roads clean no matter how long it took. And it was pretty obvious something changed over there. And the complaint that we heard offline was that means not from the official sources over there, is that they have had changes in leadership and changes in the experience level of the crews who don't like working the long hours and don't want to put the work in. Now, I think that gets down to a management issue, personally. I don't run a highway department. But when you've got the kind of nightmare we had yesterday afternoon, I don't care that it came in early. Like, I was in Branson yesterday watching the Springfield News down there, and they're like, well, we told you last night at 10 o'clock that this front was moving in a little faster than we expected. And it's, you know, they were expecting a little bit of sleet and some freezing rain, which we saw. There were accidents all over 40 down near just north of Springfield. We got on 44 there at Springfield, started headed north. And that's where the problem started. There were tractor trailers and cars sliding off the roads, and that's the reason it took us 6 hours to get home yesterday from Branson.
Do you agree with the Illinois Department of Transportation claiming that pre-treating the roads may not have helped? Because they make the argument that this brine mixture that they put down on the roads essentially is ineffective if it rains before, because it would just wash it off, basically.
Did it rain?
Well, that's my question.
I didn't hear anything about rain. The temperatures were in the 20s.
It was freezing rain, but wouldn't the brine help with freezing rain?
I've heard that excuse before. If there's going to be a lot of rain before it turns over to snow, then it washes it away. I don't know anybody that would argue that's what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. Really? I mean, I understand that it does reach a point, a temperature. I thought it was in the low teens somewhere where that substance loses its effectiveness, but certainly not in the mid-20s. It was 23, 24 degrees
right
yesterday during the day. somebody screwed up, in my opinion. And I feel sorry for all the people stuck yesterday. I was hearing all the nightmare comments online and on the radio as Sue was reporting on it as I was driving home yesterday.
How do you screw up twice? I can understand. I can have some grace for you if it's like, okay, there was one time last year, for example, when they really messed up. But to have the same thing happen again, someone in management should probably be fired.
You think? I think you're absolutely right. Heads should roll.
I bet they get a raise.
My guess is the way St. Louis County government runs, that's probably what will happen. So the question you might have to ask is, you know, I don't claim to understand where the line starts and ends. I know the county highway crews have certain responsibilities versus the MoDOT crews. I'm specifically addressing the MoDOT crews, but then St. Louis County has a lot more roads to cover, and there were a lot of people trapped for hours yesterday. So maybe we'll get some answers before the end of the day. Coming back, we'll get to Kim's segment. Stay tuned.
Kim on a whim.
As if we needed another reason to be thankful that we live here in the United States, the best country in the world.
Amen.
Let me just remind you that we had brilliant founding fathers who put in place this Constitution that guarantees rights, like the Sixth Amendment, that guarantees the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury in criminal prosecutions. And then the Seventh Amendment guarantees the right to a jury trial in federal civil cases. That's very important because listen to what the UK is trying to do.
The UK's Deputy Prime Minister has made a controversial proposal to restrict the right to a jury trial for the majority of court cases. It's an attempt to ease unprecedented backlogs in the courts in the UK, but critics say the changes would be a threat to the democratic process.
That is a scary thought. The Justice Secretary is trying to find a cost-effective way to clear the backlog of cases, and this is his solution. Just get rid of a jury. You don't even have the option to have a jury anymore, and instead, you have to have a judge decide on all cases like this. And the Free Speech Union is saying, whoa, 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 whoa. This is going to have a huge impact, in particular, on these cases. And they actually have some really interesting statistics. They were talking about the percentage of cases that are acquitted, the people that are acquitted when you have a jury versus just somebody, you know, bench trial where you have just a judge making the decision. So, for example, it says the legal studies cited have found that over the last 10 years, 16% of defendants using the freedom of speech as a defense were acquitted when brought before a magistrate's court, where the bench heard the evidence and decided whether the person was guilty.
What's that percent?
16%. Okay. But then it says when there were juries, that went to 28%.
Of course.
Cleared.
That's crazy. And here's the deal, Charlie. You got the golden ticket. If you were born in this country or you've been blessed to achieve citizenship in this country, you got the golden ticket. No other country in the world protects your individual rights like the United States of America. All these whiny, crazy campus protesters who have no idea how good they have it in the United States because they'd be thrown in prison in any other country for the garbage that they spew every day. And I'm including MSNBC and CNN in that as well. They just never step back and take stock of how lucky we are.
Right. I mean, having a codified constitution here in the United States has saved so many people's butts when the left is coming out and trying to attack you and say that you can't say this, you can't do that, it's a violation of freedom. No, the freedom of speech that we have here in our country is absolutely key.
Oh, it's crazy.
The UK, it's basically just common law. That doesn't mean anything, right? It's not the same as a constitution that we have. So that's why they're able to potentially do this.
Well, they are doing it. They're restricting free speech. They're really cracking down on anything on social media they don't like. A little later this morning, I was going to bring this up during our 2A Tuesday segment, but we can mention it here as well. I've got a soundbite from a guy from the UK Kim, who came to the United States to visit some friends, some coworkers, and on the 4th of July, he's at a friend's house where they're shooting guns. The guy never shot a gun before in his life. So he picks up a shotgun. They show him how to use it, and he takes a few shots with a shotgun. Somebody took a picture of it. He posted it on his social media because he never fired a gun before. When he got home, the police arrested him.
Oh, my gosh.
For suspicion of owning a firearm. And he tried to tell him it was taken in the United States. Didn't matter. They ruined the guy's life in England over that.
I've heard some crazy stories about arrests that have been made for things just like that, that are completely ridiculous, that we wouldn't even think twice about. You have, you know, these teenagers who are holding up, who shouldn't even have a gun. They're not even allowed to have a gun legally here in the United States, but they take pictures thinking they look really cool with their guns and their money and their drugs and all the different things. I mean, can you imagine if that same scenario played out in some of these other countries? Wow. It's mind-blowing. What happens if the UK implements this?
Well, I don't know. Maybe there'll be a rebellion, although they've given up all of their arms, so that's going to be kind of difficult for them at this point. What Americans need to focus on, and one of our commenters on YouTube brought this up a second ago, is that what you need to understand deep down is that a lot of people on the left in this country hate the Constitution. They hate parts of the Constitution where you're granted the free speech to tell the truth. They don't want you to tell the truth, and they want to shut you down. Hence the disinformation czar and all of that the left tried to trot out during the Biden administration. There are a lot of lefties in this country, liberals in this country, who hate the Constitution. They particularly hate the Second Amendment to the Constitution. They don't like that at all. They'd love to restrict that. They love to restrict the First Amendment to the Constitution. So we've got to be so vigilant in this country to protect what we have. Mm-hmm. We talk about it here all the time, and I'm sure there not enough people talk about it consistently. And you know that there are plenty of people, Jasmine Crockett and a bunch of others included, Hakeem Jeffries, who would love to alter the United States Constitution.
Which is ironic you bring
or
up
the amendments.
It's ironic you bring up Jasmine Crockett, and I'm glad you did, because she's the one who wants to call Trump a Nazi.
Yes.
Right? And Hitler and all these crazy terms where if she had said that in other countries, the leader of that country, she would be jailed or potentially worse. So the Constitution gives her the right, even though it's ridiculous that she wants to call, and dangerous really, for her to be able to call Trump repeatedly Hitler, because then you have people who are trying to kill him. She has a right to say that. But remember how quick social media sites were, Facebook, Twitter, until Elon Musk thankfully took it over. That was huge.
Right.
But anyone who would say anything, for example, about COVID, how quickly that was shut down and just deemed misinformation. If we get rid of freedom of speech, we are headed down a very, very dark path.
Be ever vigilant, fellow patriots, because you know there are a bunch of people out there that would absolutely love that better than they would love that nothing better than to be able to either alter or take away some of your rights.
Well, and think about the backlog we have of cases here in the city. I'm sure it's not just limited to the city. I'm sure it extends to St. Louis County and perhaps even in St. Charles County. Maybe that's a problem across the country. In fact, I'll guarantee you it's a problem many places in the country because of COVID, because they were shutting down courts. And so a lot of these cases just kept on getting shoved aside. And I mean, we know what kind of disaster was in place under the leadership of Kim Gardner.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Circuit attorney. And so, wow, if this were the answer, I mean, again, thank goodness we have a constitution that guarantees.
We have guidelines.
You know, yeah, we
thank
have
goodness.
Guidelines. But wow, I mean, you do have to find some sort of a solution that's not going to be crazy expensive to be able to catch up with the number of cases. But this is certainly not the answer.
No. No, and I'm glad you pointed that out this morning. We'll continue to be vigilant here for sure. All right, the text line is open, 314-241-9797. Text us your thoughts this morning. We're asking, how is your morning commute going? I'm watching a little bit of the TV coverage over my shoulder here, and it was still a mess when I came in. I mean, single lane open is all that was open and cleaned off all the way down 6440 from across the Boone Bridge until I hit the city limits. And then, boom, there were three lanes open. How does that happen? What's your experience? Text us at 314-241-9797. Kim's got the list over there. She's going to read them off. We'll get to that more when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Described as a series of miracles.
It really is time for the people
God
of America
really
to take
watched
pictures.
Over us.
Yeah, it really is time for the people of America to take up pitchforks. I think that's probably true there, Claire McCaskill. It's time for the people of St. Louis to take up pitchforks and find the people at MoDOT. We're getting a few more comments on the text line this morning. 314-241-9797. People out driving around. What are they saying, Kim?
About 20 minutes ago, someone said, Florissant 270 looks great. Bridged in 270 hasn't been touched. Somebody else says, hi, this is Don. Love the show. 4 hours yesterday to go from Wentzville to St. Louis City. And then about 15 minutes ago, someone said, tractor trailer jackknifes eastbound 70 just east of highway, but doesn't say which highway. Left lane is closed. Traffic backing up fast.
Yep. And Sue's going to be on top of all that for you all morning long, just watching some of the coverage here this morning of the local TV stations driving around. Most of the time, that's pretty worthless, in my opinion. But they get a sponsor to sponsor it, so it doesn't cost them anything. And this morning, it's actually paying off because you can see what the conditions are on these local roads where two or three of the lanes are snow-packed, and there's one where you can actually see concrete. And that makes people nervous. That slows everybody down because you're afraid if you change lanes, you're going to fishtail or slide off the road. So just be careful out there. Take it easy. Hopefully you won't have the kind of delays you had yesterday afternoon. 4 hours somebody was stuck.
Well, the fact
Did he say trying to get from Wentzville to downtown?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. Oh, okay, the person just clarified that tractor trailer that jackknife eastbound 70 is just east of Highway K at T.R. Hughes.
Okay.
For anyone traveling in that direction.
Sue suspected it was up near a T.R. Hughes. So be careful out there. Let me take this opportunity to, because I have been off for a few days, and this is my first morning back, let me take this opportunity to thank everyone who contributed to the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. We raised... drum roll, please. We raised $19,600-some-odd.
That's
so
amazing.
Just short of the $20,000 goal I was hoping to get to. But thanks to all of you who donated. We got our three winners. We're distributing the prizes now. We're still determining where we're going to go to dinner with the top donor. And we'll announce all of that. But I mean, seriously, the folks at Responder Rescue are so thankful for it. What they do up there is amazing. I'm proud to say that after partnering with them over the past 4 or 5 years now, we've helped them raise close to $150,000 over that period of time. All that money has gone to help first responders in need. So I can't say enough about responderrescue.org. If you could contribute anytime you want to, but I love what they do. I love Pat and Lisa, who run that, do such great work. And thank you if you contributed. Thanks to Lit Cigar Lounge, who I talk about all the time. Thanks to the Range St. Louis West, because they help us hook up with the site that handles the text, to 33100, where you could buy tickets really easily. They helped us set all that up, which is fantastic. Thanks to, the folks at Lore Wine and Spirits and all of my other friends who donated at Stolock and all the rest of them who donated either drinks, bottles of liquor of some sort, or a tasting down at Stone Ledge Distillery. All that's in there. And the winner of that one was thrilled. She's a wine drinker, personally. She's planning to keep the wine and probably give most everything else to her son, who's a first responder.
Oh, wow. That's
cool. Which I thought was a pretty cool story. So congratulations to everyone who did that. So I got to go Wednesday. I got no sleep. I was up late Tuesday night seeing Mammoth. That's on me. Wednesday, came in, did the show, had to drive straight to the Range St. Louis West, where we did the drawing around noon to pick the winners. Had to be back downtown. My call for Guns and Hoses was 3 p.m. So I had to be back downtown at the Enterprise Center by 3 in my tuxedo, ready to roll, because the doors opened at like 4:30, I think. And of course, we had to get all the technical stuff taken care of. What an event.
How'd it go?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I was in the center ring saying hello and welcoming, people as they come in. Now, the crowd slowly builds, really, up until a lot of the first two or three bouts, the arena's not normally full, and then it starts to really fill up as you approach that 6 o'clock hour. It was fantastic. It just seeing all the people that I know through the years, saw Catherine Hanaway down there, of course, Eric Schmidt was down there, Senator David Gregory was down there, all the folks that were up on the stage, Joe Parisi and Jim Wirz and all those folks that are the ring announcers. Steve Hawley did a great job producing it again. And, people just show up and they give and they buy merchandise. And all that money is going directly to Backstoppers. I can't wait until the check presentation. I'm sure that'll happen in January sometime. I'm sure it'll be over $1 million this year.
Yeah, that's cool. I missed this Guns N' Hoses. I was out of town, but it was a great time last year, and it's just something, if you've been living in St. Louis for a while, or maybe you're new, it's just something really neat to check out. I know it's a very popular tradition for St. Louis families.
It is. If you haven't done it, do it next year. You missed your opportunity this year, but thanks to everyone who allowed us, 97.1, to participate as the radio official radio sponsor. And we had our own stage down there, and the whole night was just fantastic. I couldn't even tell that I was running on zero sleep by the time it was over at around 9 or 9:15. Woo!
Isn't that funny how adrenaline will just carry you
the
right
through?
The
adrenaline just carried us right through, and it was great meeting a lot of the fighters. I got to go into the ring and interview them when the whole thing was going on. It was fantastic. All right, lots to go. We got some Guns N' Roses tickets to give away next hour. We'll talk to our friend Senator John Lamping. We'll get to in other news for you and continue to cover the roads and that morning commute, thanks to the apparently surprise snowstorm that hit St. Louis yesterday. Nobody knew about it, apparently. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.